This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 25th, and it was on this date in 1929 that President Herbert Hoover authorized the Boulder Canyon Project Act, approving the building of the Boulder Dam. 2 years later, in 1931, construction began, and when the final block of concrete was poured and topped off at 726 feet above the canyon floor in 1935, a crowd of 20,000 curious onlookers, including President Franklin Roosevelt, commemorated the structure's completion. Here is FDR from that day.
What cost was all this done? Boulder Dam and the powerhouses together cost a total of $108 million.
Speaking of the structure, it was an impressive one at that. Spanning the Black Canyon of the Colorado River on the border between the states of Nevada and Arizona, it features an astounding 5 million barrels of cement, 45 million pounds of reinforced steel, and nearly 6.6 million tons of concrete, enough to pave a road between San Francisco and New York. In honor of President Hoover's push to get at construction, he had received some of his education in the world of engineering. During the dedication ceremony, it was announced that the structure would be called Hoover Dam, although that name didn't become official for another 17 years. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.